What you're about to hear is a satirization of talk radio, a send-up of the medium. In other words, it's supposed to be funny. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Tonight we're going to be talking with Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association on her job as a substitute teacher and how she took a $100 bribe to give a kid. Do we got something on a fan or something? What is that, man? I can like, is that the air freshener? You all right, Mark? Poor Mark's got the nasal condition. You got the cold, don't you? And because the air might be polluted in here from, well, just from us being here. And then on top of that, we do have pollen and other pollutants that travel through the air filters here in the studio. And we have an air ionizer. Now, what is that? Well, it's something that they sold us, telling us that it would ionize the air, but we don't know what it means, and we don't think it works. Now, I've been off the colds. I haven't had a cold all year, and I think the reason for that, you got it, Don Julio Blanco, $42.99 at Vaughn's. Yeah! Kills anything, baby. So tonight we'll have Bobby Dooley, and we'll also be talking this evening very briefly with David G. Hall, and that is going to be an interesting conversation. Because it's relative to, well, tonight, 9:30, Teachers on NBC, TV show, a sitcom that I believe is, this is the pivotal night. And it is a show that, the reason why I'm talking about this show on NBC at 9:30 tonight is because I'm in it, along with Justin Bartha, Sarah Alexander, Sarah Shahi.
Go throw a name for.
Because I ain't going to mention that show without saying who's on it. Kali Rocha, Matt Wint, now I forgot. Me, Justin Bartha.
I mean, every week you say who's on it.
I do because I want to give him credit, man. I want to give credit where credit is due. I'm going to say it stars me. It doesn't star me. I'm just in it, okay? The stars are Bartha, Justin Bartha, Sarah Alexander, Kali Rocha.
Hey, but can't they look it up on IMDb?
Yeah, but I want to talk about it. I want to tell who's on it. Justin Bartha. Now I can't remember who's on it. Justin,
Sarah Bartha.
Sarah Bartha, Justin Alexander. What do you mean, Sarah Bartha? Sarah Alexander, Justin Bartha, Kali Rocha.
Matt Hendry.
Matt Hendry, and Phil Winston. And.
Don't hurt me. No!
Justin Bartha, Sarah Alexander, Matt Winston, Kali Rocha, Dion Richmond, Sarah Shahi, Phil Hendry. In any event, we're going to talk tonight with David G. Hall about business. Business as in radio, as in, you know, just exactly what I'm going to do here with Micra. Not that it's any big, you know, of interest to you guys, but it might be interesting insofar as how are things negotiated? And when you've got a little bit of an option in this world, what do you do with it? I want to start off, though, with Doug Danger. Doug Danger scored a pretty impressive interview, a celebrity interview segment now with Doug Danger, who is the entertainment writer with the Orange County Courier. And, Doug, thank you for joining us tonight. I know you've got a little bit of a deadline, but it's good to be talking with you and find out a little bit about who you're going to be talking to, or who you did talk to, right?
I did talk to John Preston, Phil, earlier today on the telephone, and I got a very, very interesting interview with a young man who is Britney Spears' son and is obviously the son of, I forget who the husband, a guy named Preston, I guess.
I don't know his name either.
No, I don't either, but his last name's Preston because the kid's name is Preston. But anyway, here's the story, Phil. Britney Spears' son, Sean Preston, allegedly fell out of his high chair on his head, or somehow had a head injury, and this is reported by Star Magazine. How much of this is true, I don't know, but I will tell you that it was reported by Star Magazine that Britney Spears' son Sean had fallen and had suffered a significant head injury. Nothing that was life threatening, but it was a small fracture, my understanding was, and it necessitated a visit, according to Star Magazine, from Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. As well as the Los Angeles County Department of Child Protective Services. So here is that interview I had with Sean Preston earlier today.
All right, well, it's going pretty good.
Sean, I'm Doug Danger, the Orange County Courier. This is going to be broadcast for radio. Broadcast for radio, is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
What happened? Did you fall, or?
No, it was nothing very serious. I was having a mid-morning meal, and had a little bit of a slip up. This all, you know, it's nothing very abusive. It's no abuse. I want to be very clear about that. And I want to be very clear that my mother, you know, loves me and all that.
What are you doing out here at a batting cage?
I got, well, T-ball later on, you know.
How old are you?
I'm 4 months old.
4 months. Now, can you tell me, I'm just kind of curious, what are some of the things that you do with your day? You're telling me, though, that your mother didn't hurt you?
I love my mother very much. She's a very wonderful woman. Very, very much a wonderful woman. Also, she's a very, as you know, very noted singer. She's been in a great many of the productions, you know.
So let me ask you, what do you enjoy to do when you're just, do you have a crib?
Yeah, I've got what's called a baby gym.
Hey, tell me about that.
Well, a baby gym, I got, I lay down and I look up and I see this colored mirrors, this kind of a deal. And, you know, that keeps me interested in that kind of deal.
Like a mobile or something?
Yeah, it's like a mobile, you know, there's mirrors and little mice, you know, stuff hanging down. So I lay there and I look at it, you know, it's very fascinating. And, of course, it's very wonderful to pass the time with that kind of a deal. I got a toy called Baby Einstein. It's more, it's a series of videos I sit in front of it. What a lot of times my mother will do, and my father, too.
Well, by the way, what's your father's name?
Who's that?
My
father. I don't know what his name is. I know my last name's Preston, that's all.
Go ahead. So Baby Einstein.
Yeah, Baby Einstein. My mom will put me in front of the TV set. She sticks it in. I mean, she doesn't stick it in. She sticks in videos. And it looks, you know, stuff happens on TV and everything.
So what else? Can you tell me what Tad is? I noticed you're talking about Tad.
Yeah, Tad's probably my favorite toy. Tad the Frog teaches me the alphabet and what have you. You know, that way I learn how to, you know, pronounce and so forth. And also another thing that I got is a deal I love, Chicken Dancing Elmo. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
Now, what's that?
Well, it's Elmo off at a show, but he dances, he does the chicken dance. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm talking with Sean Preston, Britney Spears' son. I want to ask you a question. Are you still breastfeeding?
Say that again?
Are you still breastfeeding?
Yes, I am. I am about breastfeeding, which,
I got a lot of guys might envy you.
Well, I mean, you know, being a baby, you know, being, you know, Britney Spears' son has its perks, but I'm a baby. You know, she's my mom, so that's, what is that about, you know?
Well, I'm just saying, you get to breastfeed on.
What are you, a fag or something? You're 36.
That was it, Phil. He got a little upset.
Called you dirty fag.
Yeah, he did, because I was talking about his mom breastfeeding. I am a gay man and a gay journalist, but kid's homophobe in the making.
Well, what were you doing asking him about breastfeeding? That was kind of...
Well, I mean, come on, you know. Guy's going to want to know that.
All right, Doug, so he says his mother didn't hurt him and everything's good there, right?
Yeah, and he says his favorite toy is some kind of a dancing toy or some deal. That's it.
All right, Doug, thanks.
Sure.
Big deal. Kid didn't get, what, so he likes the toys, and he called Doug a fag, and he's at a batting cage practicing for T-ball, and he's 4 months old. That didn't rip the lid off anything. All right, we're going to come back with a flashback by request and some other news for you from our website. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. Tonight, David G. Hall joins the show, and Bobby Dooley, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We have a real classic flashback coming up for you here in just a couple of seconds. And I just want to remind you about our poker tournament on May 27th. Please go to www.thebike.com to get more information about that. And visit our website, www.philhendryshow.com. Tonight at 9:30, teachers on NBC, watch it. This is a pivotal night. This is the night that we got to get it. I mean, we got to keep going. In other words, we've had good ratings. We got to come in strong tonight. This thing is dead, 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 man. You remember that scene in Malcolm X? Red, you is dead, dead, dead. All right, here's just a little news that I want to give to you before we go to our flashback. Iran wants to launch a man into space. Okay. Now, there's certain things I can deal with, certain things I can put up with. But a man has to draw the line someplace. A man has to draw the line someplace before he slips down a notch on the old evolutionary ladder. I can take just about anything, but I ain't taking no towel head getting launched. I don't want it. Ain't gonna live with it. Won't have it. Now you can do anything you want. Go ahead, build a nuclear bomb. So what? India's got one. So does Pakistan. But you cats are not going into outer space. That's our turf. Huh? Space is ours. See, what we ought to do, if it was my shot, if it was game, I just say, oh, yeah, see, outer space? Yeah, that's ours out there. Well, what are you talking? You can't own it. Well, we just claimed it. Well, wait a minute. The whole thing out there belongs to America. That's the 51st state right out there. Well, how do you get to say that? Because we've been up there. Have you? The Russians have. Well, not lately. We walked on the moon, man. We got the whole deal going on up there. That's all of us. You can have whatever you want down here. We get space. Once more, America is pushing everybody. What do you mean we're pushing everybody around? We're pioneers, man. We went out and we homesteaded. Have you ever heard of that? It's the last frontier, man. We put our freaking covered wagon up there, stuck the old flag there on the big rock. Boom. Any of you cats want to go up there? Especially you guys with the funny hats and the whole thing, man, that you guys do bothers us anyway. Now you're going to put a guy up there? No, 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 no. And then we can come with that Malcolm X line. You is dead, dead, dead. You try to go to outer space. All right, this has been a Paul Harvey commentary. Paul Harvey News and Commentary brought to you by Gerber's Strained Beets. All right, time now for our flashback by request, and this is from, oh no, did Tribeca actually request this?
But it's not her call.
Yeah, but Tribeca was the chick on the tape, and now she wants to hear herself? It says here, Phil, you always play my call as the sample from the legendary Lloyd and Harvey bit, but the caller at the end of the show is worthy of being played, too. I lose mud whenever I hear Lloyd reasoning, quote, the adults are bothering me. Get out of here. We want to have a sock hop in the living room. Thanks, Phil. Great show. Tribeca. Oh, that's the chick that called, and her name was Tribeca, but this isn't her call. Wild, man. Tribeca was on another... And I think Lloyd called her Chewbacca. Anyway, here's Lloyd with a classic, I've Got a Rock.
I want a rock. Like I heard him say, for Rizzle, my nizzle, and Rizzle, and
yeah,
dog. That's pretty much the lingo.
But it's, I got a rock for Jizzle.
No, I understand.
Uh-huh.
That is the lingo now. Okay,
I got you.
Do you know what the lingo for I want a rock is for the youth thing?
Yes, sir. I want to dance all of you.
That was before.
The adults.
If you hear the music now, there's no rock and roll, it's metal. So it's pretty much, I want to rock, meaning I want to rock cocaine. That's bad, especially for the youth.
That was the Eric Clapton song. If you want to hang out, you've got to pull it out. I forget what it is.
So obviously, if they don't want to play it,
rock
if they don't want to play that, especially... In a youth center.
Right.
They don't want children to hear, I want to rock, meaning the lingo nowadays is, I want to rock cocaine.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Pretty much where it is. Dog, it doesn't mean that someone's a dog. It's a friend nowadays. Like, before it was bad, was good. You know, so
well,
nowadays...
I'm sorry, but here's the thing. Excuse me. Jesus, you've got the manners of a mountain goat. Here is what I wanted to say. The song isn't, I want to rock. The song is, I've got to rock. And I say it very precisely, I've got to rock. There's no misunderstanding.
You got a song, I've got to rock?
Yes, so there's no misunderstanding. And it means, the adults are bothering me. Get out of here. We want to have a sock hop in the living room. Holy Jesus, this guy's... keep talking, friend. Hey, come at me.
You know, come at me. All right, Alex, thank you, because it's obviously something in terms of subcultural reference that has changed over the years. And,
right.
Well, you listen to you sound like some kind of a queer with a college degree. I'm saying to you...
Don't call me that.
Look at here. Here's the point. What's the young man's name, Alex?
Alex,
do you go to a lot of these dances?
I did. Nowadays, no. I'm studying now.
You don't go. Okay. So you're not going to see some old guy who's 100 years old up there jumping around in polyester saying, I got a rock.
Exactly. And I'm just thinking about the children, because it is a child youth center or a youth center.
Right, exactly.
To where you don't want to, they go there to get away from all that. And I'm assuming it's an inner city youth center. But they go to that particular place to forget about everything else, the bad things. And obviously, they have that dance because they can afford it.
Right.
And they want to have fun. And then you bring this new lingo or the word. I know you say I want to, I have to, or I got to. However, the thing is that the word rock nowadays, it's not the same as it was before, just like bad is good.
It's an urgency to rock as if I've got to go and I've got to take a leak.
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, God, I got a rock almost as bad as I need to take a leak.
It's pretty much what I'm saying is just take everything into consideration.
Exactly.
Don't just look at it, oh, I want my song on there because I contribute.
All right, thank you very much, Alex. Thank you, pal. You hear that young man laughing, and...
yeah, but this guy doesn't understand.
What is your name again?
My name's Harvey. I'm a Marine Corps veteran in combat in the North Pacific in WW2. And I'll tell you right now, I didn't pour hot, burning oil on some Japs just so you can leap around on a stage, do a hitch kick, and go, I got a rock, and then run to an outhouse.
What did he say?
Go to an outhouse.
Go to an outhouse? I didn't pour hot, burning oil on... Ay. That is Lloyd as a flashback. So you could say, do a hitch kick, and then I can go...
spread out.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Thank you very much for that request. Chewbacca, good to have you listening to the show. When Lloyd called you Chewbacca, he's a moron. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. This evening, we're going to be talking about teachers taking bribes to give good grades. We will have one of those teachers on. She felt she wasn't doing anything wrong. The kid was, you know, he needed to get good grades. Otherwise, he wasn't going to go on some family trip to Magic Mountain. And she said, oh, sure, I'll, you know, the kid offered afterwards, see? It wasn't like he offered the bread up front. She didn't take the money up front. She, you know, she went ahead and she gave the kid a good score. And then he laid $100 on her. And I think she took the money to buy flowers for some luncheon she was having for Patio Magazine models. So it was all good. And then we're going to have David G. Hall to speak with me about what's going to be happening here over the next few months with regard to this radio show, as opposed to whether or not I move on to television. There is a very, well, I won't say it's a good chance. There's a possibility. I know I've said I'm not going to leave radio to do TV. And I don't know what's going to happen with a TV show. Like I said, tonight's a big night. It's got to get some numbers tonight, or it's... They're going to take it out, and they're going to blindfold it. They'll stick a cigarette in its face, and before it gets it lit, it gets blown away. What am I talking about? A television show. However, I feel like perhaps I can make some kind of a career out of the working in TV. So, you know, if I don't get a decent offer from the radio side, then it's going to happen. And we'll be talking with David G. Hall about that this evening. Our website at www.philhendryshow.com also has our best of CD. I hope that you will take advantage of that and pick it up, because the money that we raised from the sale of the Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD for 2006, as well as all of the CDs that we sell on the website, goes to My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. It's the only thing that we do on this show that I think personally is worthwhile. We're able to raise enough money to get over to the guys over at My Friend's Place so that they can keep that place going. And then we're going to have our poker tournament on the 27th, which will also benefit the people at My Friend's Place. However, our CD is available on our website. You can get it. It's only $20. It's a double CD. It's cool. It's got some nice things on it. And all of the CDs to 1997 are available on the website for $20 each. And again, it, you know, really supports a worthy cause. So we appreciate that. Go to our website, check it out. And there's also some other nice things you can get there as gifts. So I'm reading In Cold Blood. Now, why am I reading that book? I don't know. I saw the movie and I said, I'm going to go read the book. I saw Capote. You remember with, what's his name? With Philip Seymour. So I'm reading the book again. I mean, I never read the book. I've said I'm reading the book again. I'd seen the first movie they made about it, which kind of sucked. And now I'm reading this book again, and what happens to me is I go online, and I begin a whole thing. But I don't stop with just, let me look up the names of the principals in this book, In Cold Blood. Let me look up the town. So now I'm on this Holcomb, Kansas website, and now I'm even into what the average annual rainfall is, and its crop yield. Now I'm at this point where I'm thinking maybe I'd like to relocate there. What has happened to me that I'm reading a book about a murder of a family, and I've decided, yeah, it would be kind of a nice place to live. There's a nice river that runs through there. You know what? Some people say you got to do more reading. I got to do less reading. I got to do less reading on the internet. My wife says, you want to move there? I said, why? I said, that's where four people were killed. It sounds great.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
On the line with me is Jim Pauley. Jim, is it a... right now you're at the Greyhound station downtown where a contingent of seniors will, senior citizens will be boarding from all of the different senior centers around Los Angeles will be boarding to go to Las Vegas, right, Jim?
It is, Bill. It's our annual trip to Vegas, our party bus to Vegas. We have 65 senior citizens who were selected by their communities to join us for our party bus to Vegas. And we're excited, and we're excited about bringing the gospel to them. We're excited about bringing to them the Word of God. And we're excited about allowing them to enjoy their golden years as we go to Las Vegas, Nevada. It's not a town that is without its redeeming values, and I think so many people miss the point about Las Vegas. I'm in the business of converting souls, saving souls, and I will go anywhere, including Las Vegas, Nevada.
Jim, but your ministry is a very unusual ministry. You have said that you use sex to bring people to the Bible.
We've said, well, yeah, that is our method, but the end result is to save a soul. And when someone accepts the word of Jesus, then we utilize what we call the romance ministry. And as I said, we've got Tad Walpole with us and Bethica Armstrong, two of our prayer counselors. And
Tad Walpole does what?
I didn't hear you, Phil. Were they calling our bus? I didn't hear you.
What is Tad Walpole and Bethica Armstrong?
The two of them are prayer counselors. Tad is one of our, probably my right-hand man in all of the work that we've done in saving so many people, in bringing so many people to the Word of God over the last 7 years. But Tad is with us, and Bethica is here, too.
All right, yeah, but when you'll be talking to these people on the bus?
As we travel to Las Vegas tonight, we'll be talking to all 65 of our senior citizens. We'll be telling them about the Word of God, and we'll be telling them about the benefit of to their lives, of turning themselves over to God, of allowing God to speak through them, allowing God to walk in their shoes, to control their lives, to give their lives up to God. Because there is a blessing. And you don't have to, as we say, you don't have to wait for heaven to get the blessing. And it's because as people approach us and say, yes, I want to be saved, Tad and Tad's waiting, as well as Bethica, in the back. And that's where we begin what we call the hazing for Jesus, which for the men is a BJ.
All right, I understand that. What you're talking about here is oral sex.
Yes.
And Tad administers that to the women? Is that what I'm understanding?
Tad Walpole has been with me since a great man. And Bethica Armstrong, who joined us last year. Bethica had been a member of some kind of a cult, to be honest with you, Phil. It was a coven of these individuals that believe in Wicca, and we told her that that was no way for her, and she accepted us. And Tad, of course, then introduced her to our ministry. But we are very, very excited because Bethica just got collagen shots in her lips, and so...
So tonight, the bus takes off from the Greyhound station, 65 senior citizens on the party bus to Vegas, sponsored by the Jim Pauley Ministries. They'll be going to Las Vegas, and on the way, we'll be hearing the Word of God. Those that are converted, Tad Walpole and Bethica Armstrong are there, and Bethica's just had collagen shots in her lips. And I don't think we have to be any more graphic than that.
No, and I don't want to be, Phil, but a lot of people will ask. And so that's what's going on tonight. God, I feel sick all of a sudden. I feel very, very ill. I feel like I've got a migraine coming on. I don't know what it is. I better go talk to Bethica here. By the way, Tad recently got a barbell piercing in his tongue. And
thanks a lot.
You would hang up on me?
Yes. Okay, there you go. So Jim Pauley Ministry is running along as scheduled. Tad Walpole. What in God? And then, of course, Bethica Armstrong. I like that biblical name. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
It's raining pretty hard here in Southern California. Not raining hard, but we've had a lot of rain. And, you know, it rains everywhere in the country. And I know that there's much worse weather. I know there's snow and there are blizzards. There's sleet and there's hail. Out here, the rain can cause problems only insofar as people are not too bright when it comes to dealing with it. And by the way, I just want to say one thing. I'm driving down the freeway today. I see the Oregon license plate on this one guy is weaving through traffic without any, no signal. And I was asking myself this question, and I'll just ask anybody with an Oregon plate. You know how Californians go up to Oregon and you're letting air out of the tires and sticking knives in the tires and, you know, smashing windows, all that stuff? Do you honestly think that it ain't going to happen down here when we see an Oregon plate? Especially when I see some freaking jackball like that going through traffic. Some guy in one of those jacked up Dodge Challengers with the two-tone paint, you know, he's like the phony racing stripe, and because the car is elevated off the ground about a foot and a half and it looks like a funny car, that it is a funny car. It's a funny car only because of the guy driving it. Hey, just because you got if I go to California, I got a California plate on my car, and someone lets the air out of my tires or any of this stuff because you don't dig Californians, fine, I understand that. But don't think you're going to come down here with a freaking Oregon plate, man. It ain't going to happen to you. Because it is. After today. After today, when I see one, all bets are off. I'm going to write duty head in, shaving cream on the windshield. So anyway, it's been raining. Well, guess what? I got ducks now. Remember when I was telling you guys about I had those mud swallows? Now, these mud swallows. They come and they build mud nests on the side of your house. Well, I got rid of them by using these high-powered hoses. Now ducks are in my yard. And if there's one thing, man, that is it's worse than cow crap, it's duck crap. Oh, man. Now, how do you think duck tastes this time of year if it's an urban duck? Do you think it'd be? Because I'm thinking about sticking one on a spit. And I don't care if they are married or mate for life or whatever. There's the guy duck and the chick duck, and she's swimming around having herself a ball. If that TV show accurately reflected what it's like to have a duck in your yard, that's what would have happened.
Hey, I'm being.
Oh, shut up. You know what? I think I'm going to whack somebody, man, and it's going to be you. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. Do I want to be Anthony Soprano because I got ducks in my yard? Let me tell you something, man. When those ducks are around, I hate them. They got duck crap everywhere. There's duck. My daughter found a duck egg last year. I said, let's eat it. She cried, and then I let her keep it. She tried to hatch it. She stuck it under a lamp. I said, what do you do? This is like day 500. The thing ain't going to hatch.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It's fine. Nature's a good thing. Nature is a beautiful thing, but my philosophy is very basic. And I know that people disagree with it.
Well, you know that we've done to the environment. You understand what's going on, don't you? You see that the thing and the do and the everyone and the...
Wait, whoa, 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 whoa. A, I don't see ducks being endangered. B, I don't care. Man, when they start screwing with where I live, I don't care. Get out of here. I live here. You go there. I got raccoons. I got snakes. I got possum. I just saw a rabbit the other night. I'm getting out of my car and this rabbit kind of tries to hide from me. What do you mean hide from me, man? I come out in the morning, there's your freaking rabbit pellets all over the place like he wasn't there. I'm getting out of the car, I'm walking, this rabbit all of a sudden just goes behind a bush. Like, I don't know you're there, man. It's rabbit crap everywhere. That's how you know these guys, man. You're crapping everywhere. Raccoons, rabbits, I don't care who you guys are. You think you're hiding from the humans? We know you've been there. Why? You take a dump everywhere you guys go. That's, I love that about these animals. And the other thing we can see are your tails. So you think you're hiding, man. I see your freaking tail sticking out of the bush or your eyeballs staring at me. And then the snakes. Just because you're curled up at my front door doesn't mean I ain't going to notice you. But these birds, man. So, yeah, the ducks have got to go. I'm Phil Hendry for IHateDucks.com. Unless they're on a plate. All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, Bobby Dooley, and David G. Hall coming up.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
In other news, a member of Eminem's band, his entourage, a very good friend of his, in fact, the best man at Eminem's wedding, was shot in the head in a nightclub in an area of Detroit known as 8 Mile. Now, 8 Mile is a toilet bowl where a lot of these rappers, very poor kids, naturally, it's, you know, economically depressed area, where many of these young people come from and sing of their experience in the modern tradition of American folklorico, whether it be a folk song, rap song, whatever. It is the American tradition to speak of one's roots, to raise one up from that, to inform, to enlighten. And this is where 8 Mile is. This is what 8 Mile is in Detroit. This is the matrix, if you will, of these guys. Now, this guy is a member of Eminem's entourage, group, band, so on and so forth, which I'm assuming means he's got a couple of bucks. In other words, he's had some success. Now, why that guy is back in a crap can like 8 Mile is anybody's guess. In other words, hi, I'm with Eminem's. Oh, that's great. I think I'll go down to the slums now. I think I'll just go right back down into the, well, it's where he was raised. He wants to go back to the hood. No. Let me just say something. This Jenny on the block stuff, man, it only gets people pissed off. Do you understand? You go back there. It's like the guy I told you about. I said a guy pulling into Jack in the Box in his Rolls Royce and his big flashy rings and his dopey bowler hat and his chains around his neck. And the guy's going into Jack in the Box in a Rolls. Like, I just thought I'd come back and show everybody I ain't changed. No, you haven't changed at all. What's that you're sitting on? I think it's a Rolls Royce. The cat's name was what? Proof? A member of the rap group D12. Which they got that name from a household cleaner. And I really believe so many of today's bands are, you know, you can just, if you got need a quick name, man, just go under the sink. Just take a 409. Boom. There's the name. Yeah, man. My man, Tupac, everybody, you know, I got, what's the name of your band? Clorox. Okay. Let's, so this cat gets shot in the head going back. Why don't you people, you see, why don't you lighten up a little? You know, I don't know anything really about it other than to say this. If I come from a toilet bowl like 8 Mile, I think I'd want to put a little distance between myself. Bon Ami. Yeah, man. Or just put them together. 409 Bon Ami. That's what I, my DJ 409 Bon Ami. I got, and right over here, Mr. Clorox. I got over here, Mr. Clean is over here. Ajax, all them cats. I got WD-40. Yo, man, WD-40 and the D-12. So the dude goes back to 8 Mile to do what exactly? He's going to go into the club. Everybody's going to kiss his ass. Oh, Jesus, look at him. And a lot of resentment builds up, too. People still have to live there. Yeah, we understand you're successfully coming back here to do what? To shove our freaking faces in it? Well, this is America. A man has a right to go anywhere that he wants. Oh, really? Okay, well, I tell you what, I'm white. Why don't I go ahead down to Avalon tonight and get a tank of gas? Why don't I go down to 103rd and Avalon and just fill her up? A man's got a right to go anywhere? If you're a white man, you don't go into the darkest, deepest part of Southgate after 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right? If you're a rich rapper, you don't go back home anywhere. You're safer in the whitest neighborhood in the world than going back there in your Rolls Royce and showing everybody how you ain't changed. Yeah, you changed all right. You're on a slab now. I think you changed. So anyway, let's hear it again, folks, for WD-40. Yeah. Huh. All right, man. We'll be right back with Bobby Dooley and David G. Hall, a world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.